have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com. Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad spectrum immune boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663, or thepowerherbs.com. Don't make the aspirin mistake. Aspirin was discovered by mistake during World War II and suppresses your immune system and prevents blood clotting. Don't expose your body to risk when you can use a natural inflammation and pain reliever called Extra Strength Pain Relief by Apothecary Herbs. Discover the power this formula has with salicin to enter the system in 60 seconds to work hard and relieve pain for 12 hours. Whether it's arthritis, sports injury, or flu, you can relieve aches, pain, and swelling with our Extra Strength Pain Relief formula. Call Apothecary Herbs now, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com. Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. We're here to empower you on Herb Talk. That's what we like to do. Thanks for joining us on American Voice Radio. We are going to be talking about some really funky, weird stuff tonight. So get your thinking caps on because I'm going to be asking a bunch of questions. Anyway, we're going to be talking about this new canine disease, but it's in cats. Did you catch that? And I know my engineer is a cat lover, so he's going to be listening to this one. May explain a lot of things out there, Frank. Also, we're going to be talking about, you know, how we can reverse depression since we had that shooter out in L.A. We'll see what maybe we'll get to some vision issues in a little bit, too. We'll see how the hour rolls. We got lots of stuff to talk about and a quack report. But first, don't forget, coming up in June, because it'll be June real soon here, we're going to be talking with Dr. Carly on the 17th, and John Monroe from Dr. Banker's Group will be back with us next month on the 24th. So especially for our shortwave folks, if you didn't catch John last time, he'll be back. He's the
guy that knows natural solutions to your vision problems, you know, like cataracts, macular degeneration, some other things. And by the way, if you're on the East Coast, you want to attend a workshop, he's going to be in Charlotte, North Carolina, Saturday, July 26th at the Embassy Suites Hotel on South Tryon Street. And it's an all-day workshop, and it includes a self-help vision care kit, which I have one. It's awesome. And you can call John to sign up. He needs to hear from folks. He needs a certain amount of people to sign up if he's going to hold the thing. And you can call him out in Boulder, Colorado. His number is 303-494-4532. That's 303-494-4532. Of course, you can explore the workshops on the website drbanker.com. That's drbanker, B-A-N-K-E-R.com. And see what they got there. And if you're interested, sign up for the workshop. All right, we got a quack report. But big salute and semper fi to our righteous men and women in uniform. We just had Memorial Day. I hope it was very pleasant and safe and happy and well for you, as we honored our men and women who have given us such great service to protecting this fine nation. And it's going to be an interesting thing. We've got more and more people kind of praying for America. More and more people are seeing there's a problem. So we got to lift this nation up in prayer. We got to seek the Lord's face, and we got to mind the time, for because it's growing short. And I hope you'll join me in praying for righteous men and women all over America. You know, God's hand of protection be on us, right? And without further ado, let's do a quack report. Okay, thank you, Frank. All right, what do we got here in the quacker? Well, this is interesting, especially, you know, with summer, people are going to be going places, you know, vacation. Maybe if you're going to fly to a new location to, you know, kind of recreate and relax. Well, in the near future, there may be some pilots with hands-free flying. Now, I'm not talking about your standardized, aircraft that has the, you know, autopilot stuff on there now. No, this is new stuff. Research out of the Technische University in München, Germany. They're using mind control as an entirely new way to fly a plane. Yeah. So they take pilots and they hook these electrodes up to them. They have this cap they put on, almost like a swim cap, and all these electrodes are on it. And they put them in a simulator, and they say, fly this plane. And so they've been testing this. So researchers, you know, hooked up these participants to this cap, dozens of EKG electrodes on them, sit them at the simulator, sit them down and say, you know, fly the plane with your thoughts only. Don't touch the controls. So the cap electrodes reads your brain signals through, and then it goes through an algorithm program that translates that to signals on the computer. And then the computer takes those commands and flies the plane. So they may be able to fly a plane. You know, the pilot could be making coffee, serving lunch, you know, and fly the plane at the same time. So who needs flight attendants, right? No, I'm being facetious. No. We can't fire the flight attendants. But the study of participants weren't all pilots, apparently, and they were all successful in flying the plane to the point that their performance could have been used to satisfy the criteria for getting a pilot's license. Well, this is really creepy. The research is being funded by a program called Brain Flight, and they think it would reduce the workload of overworked pilots. They would have the freedom to move about the cabin and manage other tasks in the cockpit. What other tasks do they have? Seriously, I don't know. I'm not a pilot, so I don't know. But that's, I don't know. I kind of, you know, I don't even like the cruise control of my car. See, so I don't like the idea if I was on a plane and the pilot's just thinking about flying, not actually flying, and, you know, maybe, you know, looking at, I don't know, a flight attendant. I don't know. I don't know. All right, moving along. Quack report. We're done with that. Well, here's something over the Switzerland area. Apparently, there's a new Swiss organization that's helping people take their own lives. It was just voted in. Apparently, the service extends the, you know, people who want to end their life terminally ill. Now they want to extend it to those who suffer from psychological distress and some of the, you know, health problems that typically age, affect the aging. So this assisted dying is now going to be legal in Switzerland. So technically, they could even use it for healthy young people if they really wanted the service. And you probably wonder, well, why are they moving it from the critically ill to people that aren't critically ill? Well, they said that the Swiss Medical Association said that, you know, there was this lengthy process of critically ill patients having to sit down with several practitioners on several occasions and answer a bunch of lengthy questions about assisted suicide. And it tests the patient, and it takes hours asking them to justify their motives for ending their life. And old patients feel that they don't have the energy to go through all that. So now they've kind of shortened all that stuff, and they've even opened it up to, well, you don't have to actually be critically ill and dying to participate of this exit care assisted dying thing. So the organization did confirm that elderly people seeking their services would still have to go through some sort of comprehensive checkpoints, but not as stringent as the former old way. And basically they get the life-ending medicine from their family doctors. Family doctors are like saying, okay, no problem. I have a problem. I do. I mean, you know, they were supposed to take an oath to, you know, protect and defend and help and preserve life. What is this? That's my question. And that wraps the Quack Report.
That's all, folks.
Thank you, Frank. Well, all righty then. We're going to be talking about this canine disease that we're finding in cats. And is there a cause for alarm? Well, actually, a show listener notified me to this really bizarre situation involving canine distemper now in cats. So the canine distemper virus, known as CDV, well, we're told that it's affecting big cats. I'm talking lions and tigers and even leopards. So apparently, the virus is selective. It doesn't really affect the cheetahs, the bobcats, the lynx, or the sevals. So there is no cure, and the animals die from the disease. So in most cases, you know, before death, the disease affects the central nervous system, and it tends to disorient the animal, and it removes its natural fear of humans. So cats would rarely contract the disease, but now more cases seem to be cropping up. So a disoriented big cat, like a tiger, can wander into residential areas, such as, you know, a case that was reported recently in Russia. And on one occasion, tigers that were infected with the virus entered a village looking for domestic dogs they could munch on, and police were forced to shoot them. So what has made this disease take on an outbreak scenario all of a sudden, and it jumps from canines to felines? What's with that? You know, is this a case of the noisome beast that Scripture speaks of? Well, we're going to investigate it. Okay, so where does this all come from? Well, research seems to indicate that the canine distemper virus originated with raccoons, ferrets, and dogs. Usually dogs come into contact these smaller animals and they get bit. But according to the American Society of Microbiology, canine distemper was discovered in 1905. So there is also another version of the virus called feline distemper, and there is a vaccine for it, but not for the canine variety. So the exotic cat refuge in Texas has tried to vaccinate their big cats with the feline distemper vaccine. However, they were kind of guessing as to how effective it would be on the big cats. They have also tried the ferret distemper version of the vaccine, but they again are guessing that the drug would protect the animal. So according to Tufts and Boston universities, they're reporting that something different occurs when the canine distemper virus infects big cats as compared to other cat species. So Claire Sharp, she's an assistant professor of clinical science at Tufts University School of Veterinarian Medicine, says that they have no understanding what's going on. Now, that's scary. So at least she's being truthful, and she's saying what a lot of scientists are thinking. We don't know what's going on. So who could be in a highly outfitted lab complete with pathogens from various diseases and is tweaking the protective bridge, you know, the resistant cells, so that disease can, you know, infect new species of animals and even humans? That's my question. Well, let me read you this quote from Dr. John Lewis, the big cat veterinarian expert, co-founder and director of Wildlife Vets International. He says this: we need to find out how these cats are catching distemper, identify how and where they come into contact with domestic dogs, which is the most likely virus source, end of quote. So they're guessing the most likely virus source. Well, is this a coincidence? You know, the National Wildlife Research Center in Fort Collins, Colorado, they published a report on zoonotic diseases in 2013, and the report was titled Rabies, Canine Distemper, and Canine Parvovirus Exposure in Large Carnivore Communities from Two Zambian Ecosystems. So in the report, they state rabies and canine distemper and canine parvovirus is evident in the big cats in Zambia. They sampled the blood of the lions, the hyenas, the wild dogs, the domestic dogs in the region, and they sampled from 2009 to 2011. Now, this was the first comprehensive disease results that they had since the global seeding of rabies inoculated packets that they were dropping by air in 1990. So the report states that the blood serum samples showed that the lions did not have canine distemper virus, but lions were positive for rabies virus neutralizing antibodies, which means that the lions were testing positive for rabies. So the scientists determined that the lions were considered clinically healthy, and their findings were, quote, consistent with seroconversion exposure to rabies antigen, end of quote. So it could be concluded that currently there is more in the rabies packet than just a rabies antigen. It may be that after this study was done, researchers thought that all cats were going to be immune to the canine distemper viruses and used it recently with the rabies to neutralize that disease among the wild dogs, the hyenas, and the other dog-like animals. Or it could be that big cats were vaccinated with other pathogens that were cultured on dog tissue, giving them the disease. Or perhaps scientists modified this disease, allowing the virus gene to now bind to feline cells and infect big cats. So various parts of the planet have discovered the canine distemper in big cats started appearing in 1994. So it is certainly odd, actually, that the big cats in the wild and in captivity are coming down with the same canine virus. Wild, captivity, doesn't matter. They've got it. All right, so let me talk. Let's see. An expert speaks out. This is according to Dr. Alison Sears, an expert on canine distemper. The big cat, she says, doesn't have the canine distemper virus, but she thinks they actually have the paramyoxivirus. So the difference in the diseases is that the paramyoxivirus is from influenza, measles, and mumps pathogens. So does science know what disease these animals really have, or is it just one big hypothesis? Did they create a new disease and now debate what the animals already have? I'm trying to figure this out. One thing's for sure. we do have emerging infectious diseases. We do. The Smithsonian Institute reports that emerging infectious disease is rapidly becoming a reality. Their view is somehow there has been a disruption of the delicate balance of our ecosystem. While medical experts, scientists, and veterinarian doctors shift gears towards global surveillance of these emerging pathogens, what are we supposed to do? So while the average citizen is aghast at these reports, the scientific community seems to be enthralled with what they consider a pathogen evolution. So most of the scientists point the finger at mankind as the culprit. You know, we're eating meat, we're driving SUVs and so forth. We're the problem. But I think that if man is to blame, it would include an infectious disease laboratory. That's what I think. So if science is to blame for this, they made sure that the canine virus was able to breach the brain barrier and cause encephalitis in the big cats. So that's major for a disease to do that. So who is making the killer viruses? Anybody want to guess? Well, veterinarian Patricia Jordan, she wrote an article. And she mentioned this article that was published in 1997 in the Sunday Times. It was titled Dead Reckoning: New Killer Viruses Are Emerging Every Year. Well, according to Dr. Jordan, these new deadly pathogens are created via the advancements in medicine and technology. So we're told that scientists discover, or is it create, 30 new diseases a year. So the diseases are also immune to antibiotics. So Dr. Jordan goes on to say that vaccines grown on various animal tissues are being grown for animal-to-human transport. So she boldly states that our new disease emergence is deliberately man-made. So for instance, she states that our current canine distemper problem is from the parvovirus vaccine, and she says it was cultivated on infected cat kidneys. Wow. So research indicates that this vaccine has killed dogs that were injected with it, and then it created a mutated feline panleukemiopenia virus. So this isn't good, guys. Growing viruses on different animal cells and crossing the species, this is madness. This is just insane. Now, remember the veterinarian Claire Sharp saying that we don't understand what's going on? And they are experimenting with vaccines on large cats, not knowing what to expect. That's crazy, too. They're grasping at straws to save their putty cats. Well, you know, I'm an animal lover, but still, you could be making the whole situation worse for a whole lot of cats. Well, one thing's for sure, we're going to have viruses in our future. So without doubt, we will see more viral pathogens emerge. This could explain why pharmaceutical companies have stopped researching, testing, and manufacturing antibiotics and have turned to their attention to making antiviral drugs. You know, careers then sell you the cure. So in the last decade, we have strange influenza strains, you know, bird flu, pig flu, SARS and MERS, which could be from bats and camels, as research seems to indicate. And you have to wonder if these six scientists have a wicked sense of humor creating a pandemic flu bug so bizarre that you'd believe it when pigs fly. Ergo, the bird pig flu influenza. Remember that? So Dr. Jordan reported that the work of virologist Charul Anwar Nidam shows that the vaccinations keep the disease in the population. So it accomplishes this by weakening the immune system antibodies either in animals or humans and inviting the pathogen to mutate. So as more vaccinations are given, the more the viruses are shed into the environment. Always remember that in nature, viruses that switch hosts to, you know, a different animal or from animals to humans usually extremely rare. So scientists tweak these viruses so that certain cells in different species will accept rather than defend itself from the virus. So this is what is known as immune system compromise. So instead of eliminating disease with vaccines, they're creating disease with vaccines. So here is some insanity to consider, folks. Remember the Tamiflu product? Everybody was told it's the best thing since sliced bread. Tamiflu has an extract from a Chinese herb called star anise. Okay? I have nothing against herbs, as you know, but the star anise, which when it's used improperly, can create a neurological effect. So what do you do when they, what happens when you give Tamiflu to dogs that are sick with the parvovirus to further mutate the virus? Probably why the big cats are developing the encephalitis, becoming disoriented, and have no fear. So you won't see any Tamiflu in Japan because it's been banned for causing psychotic behavior. So mix the rabies virus with the Tamiflu, and what are you going to get? Who knows? Maybe you get some zombies. I don't know. But it's a big black cauldron of nonsense out there. So what is it? You know, earlier I asked if this disease emergence has any connection with the noisome beasts of biblical prophecy. Well, you know, God has his ways of dealing with disobedience, such as with idol worship. You know, do you know what happens to a nation that replaces God with something else? Well, Scripture states in Ezekiel chapter 14, verse 15, that idol worship brings four sore judgments, which are pestilence, noisome beasts, famine, and the sword. So more people are starting to believe that our nation is under judgment. And by the way, noisome means dangerous and grievous. So dangerous and grievous beasts. So I can't think of anything more grievous than a 500-pound psychotic cat walking through my town having no fear of cars, man, or weapons. So additional reading for those who want to know, if you go to Leviticus chapter 26, verses 21 and 22, for disobedient nations, God sends wild beasts among them to rob and to destroy them. And Deuteronomy 28, verses 59 and 61, states the diseases of Egypt, which everyone's afraid of, and every sickness not written in the Bible is added on. So you talk about noisome pestilence. Whew. So I believe God, you know, looked down the ages of time and saw our present age where scientists, you know, where scientists were doing their scientist thing and would create noisome pestilences. Yeah. New ones. Ones that were not meant to be made. This is a saying by Thomas Szasz. He says this, formerly when religion was strong and science weak, men mistook magic for medicine. Now, when science is strong and religion is weak, men mistake medicine for magic. Well, I look to my natural protection. Personally, in season and out of season, that's when you're in trouble and you're not. I depend on God for my protection. I pray Psalms 91. I also use his
Pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herb's emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com.
Leaping tall buildings with a single bound? Faster than a locomotive? Whoa! Find the Superman in you! Listen to Herb Talk Live with herbalist Wendy Wilson.
As men get older, they are subject to hormone imbalance. And when this happens, men can experience osteoporosis, memory loss, irritability, blood sugar imbalance, weight gain, enlarged prostate, erectile dysfunction, and risk of stroke. The human endocrine system manufactures hormones. Why not feed your system plant nutrition to make the hormones that are right for you? For centuries, these herbs have been used to balance the male hormone system. Men, you've waited long enough for the male hormone formula. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free 866-229-3663 for the male hormone formula. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. 866-229-3663, where your healthcare options just became endless.
American Voice Radio Network is heard on Galaxy 19 at 97 degrees west, transponder 23, frequency 12115, audio PID 2595. AVR is heard on the left side audio channel, and AVR 2 is heard on the right side audio channel. Remember, both AVR and AVR 2 are on Galaxy 19. Same network, double the choices.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
Here on Herb Talk. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. We had a little technical problem right before the break, and I apologize. I went poof. I vanished. So what I was saying was, I depend on God's good herbs to protect me, and I also pray, Psalms 91. And so you could check out Psalms 91, Genesis chapter 1, and Psalms 104, where God says, you know, herbs are strong and they're here to serve you. So I do that. So now's the time to power up your immune system, power up your brain, get as much knowledge as you can on how herbs work, how they can strengthen you, give you stamina, give you clarity of mind so you can cope with this really weird nonsense we have in this world, and also to preserve you in times of trouble, because obviously we're in for it. I'm thinking we are. So the folks at Apothecary Herbs, they can educate you. They can provide you with the immune boosting herbs, the organ cleansing herbs, and a whole lot more. So give them a call. They have a toll-free number, and it is 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. That is toll-free in the U.S. and Canada. Outside the U.S., obviously, the international number is 704-885-0277, 704-885-0277. Of course, the website, thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. That's where your healthcare options just became endless. Of course, you can get to the website typing in herbtalklive.com, and that'll get you over there too. Be sure to click on our herb medicine options little button on the homepage, and you can cut and paste some discount coupons in your shopping cart, and also learn about our new discount rewards point program where you can redeem your points for savings and get your powerful herbs, professional strength herbs, and save money. That's what it's all about. All right, we are going to talk about people that are feeling a little depressed. Let's talk about seeking a natural reversal instead of going on all those drugs that seem to, you know, put people on suicidal runs. Let's skip all that, shall we? It is understandable why some folks are, you know, they're dealing with a lot of stress, a lot of feelings of depression nowadays, and we live in stressful times. But unless we take some steps to protect ourselves physically and mentally, we could wind up with a lot of anxiety, some panic attacks, and what is known as clinical depression. So the definition of mental depression is, quote, a condition marked with emotions of hopelessness, self-doubt, being lethargic, sorrowful, despondent, discouraged, and desperate. Now, we're none of those things, okay? We are proactive people. We're God-fearing Americans, so we're not going to be any of that, right? So depression actually affects a lot of aspects of our health. It can affect our sleep, our mood, our relationships, our work productivity, our problem-solving abilities, you know, and so forth. So with all the medical tests and the clinical trials on depression, they still fully don't understand it, right? Whenever I feel gloomy, you know how I deal with my issues if I feel like, you know, the world is out of control, what can I do to stop it? Nothing. I pray, and I'll use some herbs. And then all of a sudden, I'm right back on track. That's what I do. And we're going to get into that. So depression can affect various aspects of our lives, and really, medicine doesn't understand it. So depression can't be wished away or ignored or covered up with drugs or alcohol. People that suffer with depression tend to have difficulty pulling themselves together and keeping a stiff upper lip, as the British say. So they try to fake it for a time, but then they tend to crumble, and they have what is known as a breakdown. So modern medicine is reporting that people are becoming depressed earlier in life, and more teenagers and young adults are very suicidal. So we have about 18.8 million adult Americans, that's 10% of the population, that are said to be depressed. More women, about 12.4% than men at 6.4% say they're depressed. And the statistics say teenagers are much worse. We get 20% of our youth that say they're severely depressed. So this isn't good. Suicide is the third leading cause of death among the teenagers. Male teenagers more likely to commit suicide and are more resistant to intervention and help compared to females. So what is the common denominator in the development of depression? Well, people with depression have experienced a traumatizing event or perceived to have one. And also, they also perceive that no one really cares. All right, let's look at some of the symptoms. In general, the symptoms of classic depression are loss of interest in activities that once gave the person joy. Examples would be a disinterest in eating your favorite foods at your favorite restaurant, maybe sexual relations, lack of interest in your appearance, loss of appetite, loss of weight, or overeating and gaining weight. Two weight signs right there. Now, other symptoms are some social withdrawal, low energy or fatigue, sleep disturbances or insomnia, or oversleeping is another one, difficulty concentrating and making decisions, memory problems, restlessness and irritability are all pretty much telltale signs. Now, a depressed individual also has a depressed immune system and can have frequent headaches, colds, infections, digestive problems, chronic pain, all of which do not respond well to medical treatment. Also, a depressed person usually does not respond well to change. So if there's a significant change, such as at work, maybe there's a demotion, or there's a relationship change, such as maybe a divorce, this can have a devastating effect on a person, and they can lose the ability to show emotional expression. And this is known as flat or blunted effect. So they have this flat look, this flat sort of look to their face, like deadpan, blank, almost like they are in a perpetual stupor. It's kind of weird, you know? It's like they're a two-dimensional, you know, video you're looking at. They just don't have depth. But they have this really flat look, and in public settings, a person that suffers from this flattened effect could exhibit maybe a forced or a strained smile or a grin when a coworker tells a joke, for instance. They know it's appropriate to smile or to laugh, but they're just not feeling it, you know? So they know it is appropriate to show emotion, and they'll muster a fake, you know, reaction, almost mannequin-like. It is really bizarre to see this. So a person with flat affect needs help desperately, and unfortunately, they usually get chemical lobotomies from medicine. They prescribe them a bunch of drugs, and that just eventually compounds it, really. They're dealing with symptom, not the cause of the problem. All right, so let's look at the types. There's different types of depression which vary in intensity. The less severe form of depression is where a person isn't functioning 100%, doesn't feel as good as they could, and this is called dysthymia or dysthemia. If you don't get a handle on this, you could experience a more severe form of depression called manic depression or bipolar disorder. Individuals with major depression have difficulty handling stress or pressure. Those in high stress or pressure jobs with depression will eventually take medical leave and most likely not be able to return to that job. So if you have a family member or a friend that seems to have a cycle of highs, that's called mania, and lows, depression, this is known as manic depression or bipolar. So a mood change can be gradual or quite dramatic, and it could happen rapidly. One minute they could be upbeat and clicking their heels, leaping about like a leprechaun, and the next minute they could prefer to be alone in a dark room. So when they are in the manic or high phase, they can be very talkative and not be able to sleep. They can have excessive energy, have racing thoughts, be promiscuous even, overreact to things, and exhibit compulsive behavior as mania affects their judgment and often creates social problems and embarrassment. So if you have someone that, you know, watching TV on the weekend and all of a sudden, you know, those info commercials come on for the rotisserie chicken cookers, and all of a sudden they feel compelled to order couple of them, you know, this is a problem. All right, the manic phase of depression has similar characteristics which parallel narcissistic traits such as arrogance and a fantasy of grandeur. So manic depressive types often find themselves making unwise business decisions or engaging in romantic sprees. Now, in recent years, the American Psychological Association had determined that there are two types of bipolar disorder, bipolar 1 and bipolar 2. They describe bipolar 1 as having a manic high and a depressive low. These are highs and lows in their moods. So a bipolar 2, there is a fluctuation between the hypomanic. So it's a less severe form of the mania. It's a little more subtle. Okay. And they do have depressive moods though. So psychosis, now if you have psychosis, that can manifest in bipolar 1 during the most severe mood states and in the depressive state of bipolar 2. So if these conditions are left unchecked, it can lead to even worse condition called psychotic state. Okay? So like if you have somebody that's kind of acting weird, you know, they're all depressed. Grocery store, and they got to shop in alphabetical order. You know, there's a problem. Hello? Problem. All right, let's look at the psychotic state real quick. In this mental state, the individual may experience auditory hallucinations. They may think you said something when you didn't. Okay? The voices they hear are often unknown voices, though, which criticize their life, and can often engage them in some nonsensical conversations. So delusions are also part of the mix and can vary in each person. Now, some delusions are benign, you know, such as a friend is in financial trouble, to severe, like someone seeks to kill them, okay? So individuals with psychosis are usually put on drugs, which offer side effects, which the person doesn't like, and then often they don't take. They're non-compliant with taking their medicines. So there can be a psychotic episode similar to the American Airlines flight attendant that we heard recently in the news. What was it, last year? Now, I'm not saying that flight attendants are psychotic, but she admitted that she didn't take her medication that day, remember? So in 2011, Medicaid paid $47 million towards antipsychotic and anti-anxiety drugs, and $18 million worth went for drugs going to children and adolescents. We got a real problem, don't we? Yes, we do. So where do we begin? Well, the prescription mask will not work at getting at the cause of the problem. Perhaps a different approach is what's needed. Now, one of my herbal professors had a clinic, and he often said that the problem that depressed people have is they have a backlog of toxins in the body, and it interferes with chemicals, hormones, everything, because your body, your organs of your body relate to one another chemically. They have chemical, they talk chemically. So when you get a lot of toxins in there, it disrupts a lot of that. So now he described it this way. The colon is a cork in a bottle. If you don't cleanse it, the wastes from the head to your lowlands can't get out of you, basically. And many diseases come from a congested or not a well-functioning, colon. So now he shared this case of a 67-year-old male who was suffering from chronic depression for about 18 months. Okay, although he didn't use the term flat or blunted effect, I believe this patient was just short of a psychotic state because he described him as emotionally dead. Okay, so he was a retired public school teacher and a counselor and a very intelligent person. But he was diagnosed with clinical depression and was taking 3 different mind-altering drugs, Prozac, Valium, and benzodiazepine. Now, this was supposedly to keep him sane. Uh-huh. So he didn't want to see any doctors or naturopaths, but his family insisted. So my herb professor said that he had the worst-smelling breath. He couldn't stand it. He gave him some herbal mouth drops in order to talk to him. He says his colon was so bad that you could smell it through his oral cavity. So his colon was congested with a lot of fecal matter. So his plumbing was like a backed up toilet, basically. So instead of cleaning out the pipes, the colon, most people, plug in air freshener instead. So Americans, would buy less deodorant, toothpaste, mouthwash, cologne, perfume if they just did their organ cleanses. Your sweat wouldn't stink. Yep. Well, let's talk about how this guy got a reversal of his depression. So what happened to the school teacher? Well, his family took the herbs home that the herbal professor said to use. They had him do his colon cleansing, his liver flushing, his juicing, his massage, all these combination therapies to stimulate circulation of the body, to move waste out of the body. So, you know, they did the cleansing program, basically, all the internal organs. So according to the family, they did a lot of colon cleansing, and they kept doing the colon cleansing because each time he went through the colon cleanse, he got better. So the family kept doing it. So the guy was practically living in the bathroom, okay? He had about, the family said he had like 10 bowel movements a day. Wow. So because if he couldn't sit through, he had trouble sitting through his psychotherapy appointment. He had to go to the bathroom every 20 minutes. So 6 weeks go by, and he goes back to see the herbalist, and he says he's off his Valium, and he's off his Prozac, he's off all his drugs, and he was not feeling depressed anymore. And the teacher's family helped him beat depression with toxin removal, some organ cleanses, and some super nutrition. So they didn't even break the seal on some of the herbs known to help with depression and mood swings. The family said that the cleanses is what did it for this guy. So the teacher actually was feeling so good that he wanted to keep doing his natural therapies. And he would do his maintenance cleanses twice, three times a year sometimes. And he said he never wanted to be depressed again. So on his third visit to the herbalist, he drove himself. He walked in unassisted. He was healthy. He had a healthy expression and a positive attitude. No more flat look, right? So he also came out of retirement. He went back to work. So he felt needed, rejuvenated. So this is the perfect example of what you can accomplish by cleansing the bowel and the organs of the body and keeping them clean. So many people walk around thinking that, you know, a bowel movement once or twice a week is okay, when in fact they need a bowel cleanse. Yep, they surely do. I often say that the bowel is the body's most important organ because if the bowel gets sick, that's where all disease starts. It all starts there. So if you don't cleanse your bowel, your organs can't cleanse their waste material because that waste winds up to leave the body. And if it's not leaving the body, where's it going? Well, it's getting recycled. Who wants to recycle that? Not me. Now, if you're looking for some herbs to help with, you know, mood, anxiety, panic attacks, there's a couple of herbs that really work well. And the German E Commission and some studies have been done in America on a lot of these herbs. Valerian root is one of them. A lot of people mistake it and they say it's a Valium type of herb, but it's not. It's not even close. It's not a Valium at all. Valerian root is a very mild and safe herb to use. It will not sedate you, okay, but it does take tension off the nervous system, so it calms you down. So, you know, you could still function, okay? You don't have to lay down and go to sleep. Now, Europeans after World War II would use the valerian root to soothe the frazzled nerves of the trauma that the artillery folks went through, you know. So a lot of people in England, you know, the bomb raids and everything, they had to use valerian root just to keep sane. Herbalists recommend valerian root for even headaches and insomnia and panic attacks. Spastic colon, even. I have a bottle of valerian root right by my bedside. So on those nights where my mind's busy and I'm thinking about too many things I have to do and I can't seem just to, you know, naturally go off to sleep, I'll take a dropper full of that because it does have calcium in it, natural calcium, which helps you go to sleep. So definitely a great herb to have. It gets the job done, if you will. Now, also, some people like St. John's wort, and that's excellent, too. You can use St. John's wort. Some people respond to that better than the valerian for mild to moderate depression, so you can do that as well. But definitely, definitely, it is a symptom, and you don't want to medicate a symptom. You want to get at the cause of a symptom. So if it were me, I would look at cleanses. And you can use your valerian root, your St. John's wort, as well, while you do your cleansing and pump some really good nutrition into the body, get off all the processed foods and all the additives and preservatives, because that's not doing anybody a world of good. The only thing that's good for is the bottom line at the food manufacturers. I have this little rule: if you have more than 8 ingredients on the label, put it back. It's not a food anymore, especially if you can't pronounce something on that label. You definitely want to put that back. All right, so if you're looking for organ cleansing, the bowel, the urinary, kidney, bladder, liver, gallbladder, blood system, you definitely want to check out thepowerherbs.com, because that's what they specialize in, organ cleansing and immune boosting, and they've been doing it for 14 years. So check that out, thepowerherbs.com. You get there by typing in herbtalklive.com. And they have some herb kits there that you can pick up, too, for, you know, pandemics, you know. And your herbal tinctures have a shelf life of about 10 years if you store them correctly. And your powdered mixes, 5-year shelf life. So definitely check out, if you have a person in your family that's depressed, check out the Body Foundation food mix packed full of nutrition, which they desperately need. And also look into the organ cleanses. They do have them in a package if you want to get them all, or you can buy them one at a time and see how you do. So check that out, thepowerherbs.com, or give them a call and ask for a free product catalog, 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. That's where your healthcare options just became endless. I'm sorry, I ran out of time. I don't have time to check and to touch on the vision problem topic, but we'll save that for Thursday, okay? And also, I'm looking into doing a show on how long it takes for your body to regenerate. How long do you think it takes? Any guesses? Well, we're going to cover a show on that in the near future, maybe Thursday. I got me secrets, and I'm going to share them with you on Thursday, so I hope you'll be back. And don't forget, thepowerherbs.com. If you miss the show, you can hit the archives or on American Voice Radio archives. If you missed the show, feel free to share with family and friends and sign up for the free online newsletters, too, that the folks at thepowerherbs.com offer. You can get them in your email twice a week and get discount coupons to use towards your herbal products. Check that out, thepowerherbs.com. We got to go. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. So seek medical advice if you dare from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Till next time, be well.